We are back with more of Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. It began with a chance remark, as such things often do, and it took Sue Medford and Stephanie Jacob another 5 years before the first piano arts competition took place in June 1999. In those 20 years, the organization and its reputation has grown to attract young pianists from around the world.
The competition is held every other year, and 2019 is an off year. So to celebrate the organization's 20th anniversary, a series of concerts and other performances will take place this weekend at Vogel Hall and at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. Medford and Jacob joined me in the studio to talk about their early days, and Medford says they knew from the beginning that piano arts would be successful and long-lived.
We started out with a really good motivation, and we really knew what we wanted to do. We actually spent 5 years planning before we had the first competition, and I'm pleased to say that our mission is still the same. Our ways of going back toward that mission sometimes changes, but the mission is still there.
So, Stephanie, when you and Sue sat down, what was the niche you were wanting to fill?
Well, let's just say that the whole enterprise began with an innocent remark. Sue and I were both present at a Milwaukee Symphony concert. It was the first concert of the season, and a bonbon had been added to the program, and that was that a young local pianist, or I guess his parents still lived locally, but he was away at school, but he came in to play the first movement of Tchaikovsky Concerto with the symphony. And it was very good, but it's not like he had won a competition to do this. It had just circumstances had fallen out to make this possible for him. And because I do a lot of collaborative playing in Milwaukee, even at that point, it had been for years that I would play with kids auditioning for the annual symphony concerto competition, which does not include pianists. I happened to see Sue at intermission, and I said, why isn't there a competition like Young Artists for pianists? And she said, let's start one. And here we are.
And 20 years later, here
25,
we are. 25. Because
we had
the 5 years.
Years of monthly meetings in Sue's living room, sipping Russian tea and eating cheese. What were they?
Crackers.
Thank you. They were delicious. And planning exactly what we wanted to do. And then finally, we had our first competition. And that was, in fact, 20 years ago, right around now.
So listening to young players, giving them the opportunity to perform with a symphony with the caliber of Milwaukee mm-hmm. Symphony, or doing chamber music or solo repertoire. As teachers, you're obviously preparing young pianists
yep.
to do all of these things. Mm-hmm. What was the closest place they could go or apply for that kind of competition? Was Chicago the closest place?
No, there still isn't. At that time, we can tell you this for a fact, the only place that they could go that would be comparable would be to Utah, the Juno Bachauer, because we planned our first competition not to be in conflict with them.
Well, there are other piano competitions. You know, for instance, the Madison Symphony has one every year that does include pianists. But there aren't necessarily piano competitions that include as many dimensions. I mean, that's a concerto competition, and it's wonderful. This is a concerto competition, but it also includes chamber music. Most importantly, and this was part of it from the beginning, it includes speaking about the music. And we had that at our very first competition. And that's a huge stretch, especially for kids, to wait, I have to talk before I play? You've got to be kidding me. But we feel that that's such an important way of connecting to the audience, explaining what it is you're about to do, not in a measure-by-measure clinical kind of way, but getting the audience excited about a piece because you are excited about the piece. And we felt that was really important to incorporate.
Is that something that other competitions include?
What it is that from the very beginning, and maybe it was because we were working for a major orchestra, realizing that classical music was something that classical musicians actually have to sell. So we thought at the very beginning that our young artists would actually have to be able to speak about the music. It was a huge decision because they were going to be graded on it in our competition. Now, that is still unique with the piano arts. They are graded on it. Now, in the other competitions, what they do is after the performance is over, they may interview you, maybe come on a show like yours, that sort of thing. And they had the opportunity to speak to the audience about their music at that point in time.
Right.
But we're the
it's
only
competition
that actually requires them to double think, that you actually have to think about what you're saying and then turn around and sit down and play it. And that is unusual. And still one of the most challenging parts of our competition.
And we also have a wonderful mentor for them, and that's Catherine Kautsky, who teaches up at Lawrence, and she's a piano professor, but she's written extensively about music. She's an incredibly engaging speaker as well. And so she works with them on this. It's one of the many services we provide to them to get them ready for the competition.
And what has been the feedback from people who've participated and won or not, but have gone on to perform? Have they gotten back in touch with you and said that was just a wonderful thing?
Absolutely. In fact, they all do it. They're very gifted at doing it. If you've ever seen Anderson and Rowe perform live, you can see that she was our first winner and that she's
Elizabeth
carried forth from that and has an amazing career speaking about the music during the concert and bringing the audience into the performance.
One of the things I've loved about this competition the entire time I've known about it is that it is so comprehensive.
Yes.
And like you were saying, Stephanie, you've got the speaking part of it, you've got the solo repertoire, you've got chamber music, and you've got concerto repertoire. Mm-hmm. So it's literally the breadth of everything a pianist would come into contact with in a professional career.
That's the point of the competition.
Yeah.
To actually start them on that road, because we believe strongly that young people today can make a living in classical music playing the piano, but they've got to look at it from the very broad point of view and be able to step into it in many different ways.
Obviously, some of the other ways is you can be an accompanist.
A collaborative pianist.
Collaborative pianist.
It's an A word to me.
Yeah. No, I understand it, because it's, it assumes that the soloist is the most important thing and the only important thing, and anyone can be in the piano part.
Exactly. And it's because we don't play the accompany. We play the piano.
So as a collaborator, is one way that pianists can be. They can collaborate, whether it's with another instrumentalist or with a group, a chamber group or something like that. What are some of the other ways they can make a living? Teaching?
Absolutely. Though that we can't focus on in the festival because we're about performance. But absolutely. And, it's certainly been part of my pianistic journey is teaching.
And so what are some of the other performative ways that they can make a living?
First of all, when you think about being a collaborative pianist, there are all these different areas. There are pianists who work primarily with choral groups. That's certainly not for everybody. And there are pianists who play almost only with singers as opposed to with instrumentalists. There are those of us who play pretty much exclusively with string players. There are pianists who play with brass players. How that happens, the great divides between us, I think, is often a question of where you went to music school, whose studio you were assigned to, in my case, who you date.
And ultimately married.
Yeah, right? So there's that part. There are pianists who play for ballet, who are there to play for every single rehearsal.
We're actually working with people who want to build careers almost on the stage as classical performers.
That's true.
The idea of piano arts is saying these are the different ways in which you can do that. For example, you can do that as a collaborative pianist. Emmanuel X is wonderful at that. Mm-hmm. He's able to actually move from the solo stage to the collaborative stage very easily. He's the kind of classical music pianist or classical musician of today that can make a big difference because he can deal with different kinds of audiences. Mm-hmm. If our pianists can actually reach an audience because they can put on a program like Joyce Yang doing right now, who is actually working with a ballet company and is actually touring with a ballet company. Now, that's the imaginative kind of young artist that we want to see develop. And that's the kind of young artist that will be able to ensure that classical music will be available to all people, whether they love the ballet or whether they love vocal music or whether they love chamber music or whether they love concertos or playing with an orchestra.
And so that's what you're looking for in the young people who you choose to come to the competition, that willingness to be expansive.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And then we also try to give them the opportunity to learn how to do it. And, for example, Stephanie's talking about all of the things that pianists do here in town. We bring out the best of these people, and they give classes to our fellows on how to actually make that possible and how to do it at a very high artistic level.
What it sounds like the two of you have created, and a lot of other people along the way, is not just a competition, but it's something that's nurturing beyond just winning a competition medal.
Every time we have our new crop come, every 2 years, a new crop of semifinalists, I say our goal is that when you leave at the end of this week, that even if you don't win a single prize, you feel that you have gained. And I would say probably about 96 to 97% of our kids have felt that way when they left. And I think that's pretty good.
So I know you've got special stuff scheduled for the 20th anniversary. What are some of the things that people can expect in addition to the competition itself?
This year we have the Wisconsin competition, which, by the way, we're very proud of because we think the international competition, the North American competition, paved the way for our Wisconsin competition. This competition is for ages 10 to 16.
And it's only for Wisconsin kids.
Only for Wisconsin kids.
And it's a co-sponsored with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra and co-run with the MSO. And it's sponsored by Joanne Krause, who is a longtime board member of the MSO, but also was a wonderful board member for Piano Arts for several years. And we've actually had the very first winner of the Wisconsin competition, John Schindler. He was a third prize winner in the actual Piano Arts, the North American competition, which was a very proud moment, really, for all of Wisconsin pianists, I think.
And you've also got, this year, you've got on your brochure is a singer.
Yes.
That's right.
So there's going to be singing and collaborative performances that way, too?
Yes.
Yes. Our pianists are going to be playing with narrators and a script that I wrote for the Firebird. So if you actually like Stravinsky's Firebird and have never heard it on piano, that's something to hear all by itself. Yeah. But this time we are going to have two wonderful actors with us, Norman Moses and Linda Stevens.
Both of whom are wonderful on stage.
Yeah.
And wonderful musicians. Linda in particular is just fantastic. What an opportunity for young pianists.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And we're very excited that our Wisconsin youth competitors will be there listening to this.
Yes.
The other part of it is that we're going to be performing with singers, with opera. We're going to also be talking about how singing and opera influences the way the pianist plays, even solo, and vice versa, how the pianist actually influences the way an instrumentalist who is a soloist performs. So we're going to be doing that in a concert we're calling Take Two. That would be showing how the pianist actually can drive the motivation of the soloist. And then we'll go about the other way around, and we're going to say, this is the way the soloist or a singer can drive the motivation of a pianist.
Yeah.
And then actually, for example, Mozart, how Mozart actually wrote opera, whether it was a Mozart sonata for piano or an orchestral piece.
Because you hear all the characters.
Yes.
And you hear all the characters interact with each other. So it is opera.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I go back to the word you use, collaborative.
Yeah.
It's all give and take and talking and listening to each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so important.
Yeah. Probably, though, if you flip that card, the most exciting concert in the festival is we're having Christopher Taylor come from Madison. And he is an absolutely spectacular pianist. He was, for a little bit before the commute got to be too much, he was on the Piano Arts board. He has been a piano professor at UW-Madison for some years, and he gave a recital in Milwaukee, I forget how many years ago it was, like close to 8 to 10 years ago maybe, and he played Messiaen's Vingt Regards, the 20 incredible pieces at St. Paul's Episcopal, I think it was, and it was the most amazing concert maybe that I've ever been to of a pianist whom I actually knew, but it didn't matter that I knew him. I mean, he was just, it was transcendental. It was just a wonderful concert. So he is playing Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 for solo piano. So
In fact, he's doing all 9 of the Beethoven symphonies in Boston this year on piano.
Oh my goodness. I'm tired just thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
But, you know, Beethoven would have loved it.
One would assume.
He would, because the more sound he could have gotten out of that piano, the better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's going to be fantastic. And so what night is that? When is he playing, Christopher?
Sunday, June the 16th.
Yeah. Okay. And that one, everything is going to be at the conservatory except for that one. That'll be at Vogel Hall.
Well, I want to say congratulations to 25 years, 20 years of the actual competition, but 25 years and counting all the planning. And here's to many, many, many more years.
Thank you so much
for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Pianist Sue Medford and Stephanie Jacob founded Milwaukee's Piano Arts North American Competition and Music Festival 20 years ago this month, 25 years ago if you count the 5 years of planning that went into that first competition.
The festival is celebrating 20 years with a weekend of concerts taking place at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music and Vogel Hall at the Marcus Center. There's a link to more information at wuwm.com.